Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-centered style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Love Cafe. Because, you know, we got the whole thing. We're still kind of loving it out from Valentine's Day yesterday. So, you know, we got the Love Cafe tonight. So I'm one of the regular diners. I have a flower shop in Riverside, California called Flowers for You. We're Blossoms with Soul. So if anybody's looking for a soulful bouquet, we can do that. And we also teach all different kinds of unique programs and lessons and stuff. So part of our purpose on the planet is to be helping people to get connected to nature in ways they never thought possible. So there you go. Learning about flowers and energy and all kinds of wonderful things. So if anybody's interested in that, I'll have some information at the end of the show about that. And we have Mr. Jamie sitting across the table here from me. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm very well.
He's very well. That's good. That's good. Can you tell everybody about your wonderful tattoo studio?
Well, first of all, I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when, high school, and I'm in the Seattle area. I have a tattoo shop called Chromome. We've been up here for 14-plus years, and my standard line is I hope I help people with their psychic armor.
Okay, that's very good, too.
Right.
And we have Miss Gloria in the house. Actually, Gloria is taking care of the bill tonight, so she's not actually, you know, with us as we speak. She will be coming in a little bit later. So, hey, Miss Gloria, we're saying hi to you. We know you'll get back on the air real quick here. So, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. I know at the recording of this show, we're on February 15th. So every once in a while, I'm going to go ahead and pull one of these little sweethearts so we can just, like, read something. So, but this one says you rock. Okay, so we got a you rock candy going on there. Okay.
You know, do they have don't they have updated little messages now with tweeting and texting?
You know, I was wondering that. And, you know, that's one thing that we're going to be updating our different stuff. So that was a nice little segue, Jamie. We're going to be getting ourselves connected to being able to tweet. So we'll be Twittering in the future,
so people
will know that we're noshing on the news as we speak. So hopefully we're going to start getting
tweet?
Some Twitter messages. Yeah.
And Twitter?
So that's exciting. Yeah, we're going to be joining Twitter. So hopefully next week we'll be able to be looking at different stuff and getting some messages while we're live so we can get some Twitter messages going. So some new technology that we're going to be incorporating into the show. So I was thinking with Valentine's Day, it would be wonderful to talk about love and appreciation and how wonderful it is to, take a few moments, especially with Valentine's Day, just to think about all the people in our lives that are really here helping us to grow personally and both professionally. So I wanted to take that opportunity to thank Gloria and Jamie. They've been here since the beginning of our Transformation Cafe Day, and it started back in late March of last year. And it's just always a joy to come on here on Tuesday nights and just to check out with everything. All of our listeners that call in and give us messages, and then all of our guest chefs. So we're growing in our chefs that want to come online and stuff like that. So we're hoping in the months to come, we're going to have all kinds of really new exciting programming and ways that we can keep contacting people. Just a reminder, everybody.
It's a half-hour format, right?
Yes, and we've also changed to a half-hour format. That's something that Blog Talk switched over as of the middle of January 2011. So we're
and it goes
half-hour
quite
show
quick
now,
too, doesn't it?
It does. It goes by
yes,
super,
it does.
Super quick. So there's different kinds of stuff that I wanted to touch base with, some fun stuff tonight. And, we want to send out all our prayers to Cairo and all the different transformational things that are happening over there, which is exciting to have them no longer being in a place of being in suppression from their government. And we're really sending the best wishes to everyone that's standing up for what they believe in. So I think that's really awesome. So just want to send out love and light to that. So that's a wonderful thing. So we'll pick another sweetheart in honor of them. There's other ones that's basically going to say, you rock. There's another one that says, you rock. Okay. Good for you. Okay, that one says, good for you. Okay, it's good for you. So it's almost like, you know, shaking the eight ball here. We're getting different messages for our little heart shakers. I know. I mean, that would be fun, too. I'll have to get an eight ball. I don't have one.
Maybe someone will just shake the eight ball,
and we could ask some questions. That would be interesting.
You're busy, I imagine, weren't you?
I was. The flower shop was for you the last four days. We were gearing up for the holiday, and it was kind of fun
because
I had about four or five people that had not been involved in the flower shop, and one of them is Marvin Lindgren, and she's got an office in her shop now. She's a pastor that does counseling and stuff and has her own office there. And she was amazed to see just the rhythm and everything we had going on because we've got that down to a science, man. We know how to be there to, you know, provide really great designs and great flowers for everybody and keep it to where we, you know, we take care of people. So it just worked out really, really well, and I prayed about it before we got involved in the whole thing, and it just worked out perfect. So I was real grateful for that.
That's good. I'm glad it worked out well.
It did, and you know what, and I just saw that one thing, too, is I just was really noticing the economy, and it just seems that everybody was out wanting to make sure people were feeling loved and appreciated and getting their little gifts and whatever they needed to do, and people were going out to eat and going shopping, and, you know, there was a lot of activity, so that's really good. People are feeling confident about getting out there and doing something sweet for people that they love. Isn't that nice? So what did you do, Jamie? What did you do for Valentine's Day? You guys go to dinner or something?
Monday is a short day. I usually leave about 3:30, and we went and had some nachos, so it was kind of like a date. And then I had gotten her, she gave me the thumbs up, and then I got her a card and some chocolate. So.
We're getting thumbs up, and we speak. That's exciting.
Yeah, well, I did, so, yeah.
Oh, good. You got the thumbs up. Okay, let's see what little heart thing says on that. So it's like, I love you. Aw, you got an I love you. That's good. Okay.
Okay,
and I came home and went to bed early after having Chinese food. So there you go. That was my Valentine's Day.
But,
you know, I was happy to do that and get rested, so it was all good.
Yeah.
I usually do mine the day after or the weekend after because it's like the day.
That's probably one of your biggest events there at the shop, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, besides larger weddings that we handle, and Mother's Day and graduations are usually really busy, and Valentine's Day. Christmas is usually pretty busy, but it's not like a big like one day push.
Right.
It's a bunch of Christmas trees and all kinds of stuff I do for decorating. But anyway, along with looking at being able to do love and appreciation for people, I was also part of this is just kind of different motivational things I was noticing online. And one thing was saying, wait to appreciate people. Is you know, really going to the same place of doing handwritten thank yous and personal calls of gratitude for people. So I think that's always a really good thing to do, just to take that time to make that little Valentine, you know, and make sure people know that they're being loved and appreciated. Just takes a couple minutes to do that, but it sure can make a big difference.
So I'm not beeping.
There you go.
Who is that beeping?
I don't know. We have some beeping going on the line. Yeah.
Somebody's
I'm not sure
phoning something,
that.
Or that's weird. Anyway.
I'm just gonna ignore it. I had a really cute email from one of my friends. Remember when we had all that snow?
Right.
About a week ago. Yeah, she had sent this to him, and I wanted to bring it back up again because it was very cute. It said, "My cousin who lives in Amarillo, she said she grew up there, and if you don't know, the snow can be a major problem. So to be underestimated about this warning. So with the storm that was coming in, they had sent out a message for everybody. And she said she added to this list a jar of peanut butter. And she says you always want to keep a jar of peanut butter in your glove compartment because you never know if you're going to get stranded, so you have some food. Okay.
Right.
She says it's been cold in Amarillo. It had been so cold here in Amarillo, emergency services, they had issued a travel warning due to the cold weather. They said, keep this in mind when you go out. It's just that anyone traveling in the current icy conditions should make sure that they do the following, bring the following along with them in their car. That they shovel, blankets and sleeping bags, extra clothing, including a hat and glove, 24 hours worth of food, a de-icer, a rock salt, a flashlight with spare batteries, road flares or reflective triangles, and empty gas can, a first aid kit, and a booster cables. And she said, I look like an idiot on in you know, that morning getting on the bus for going to work.
Oh, no.
Trying to carry all that stuff when you're getting on the bus. Eh, it's just a little bit too much. It's a little too much. So I wanted to pass that one on. I thought that was pretty cute. And they're also saying that we have a new planet. Did you see that, Jamie, with your stuff?
A new planet?
Called Tai Chi. And Tai Chi
no, I'm not aware.
Four
I didn't
times
hear about
the size
that.
Of Jupiter. Yeah, it's his... that they're saying it's lurking right outside our solar system. Apparently there were two astronauts that were up in the space station, and they noticed that there was this planet. So there you go.
But Pluto is not a planet. Is Pluto a planet or not?
Pluto had been categorized as a it's a moon.
So it's not a planet then, is it?
It's not a planet anymore. I know three decades of kids going through school saying it was a planet.
Oh, longer than that. Come on now, right? And
yeah.
Then,
Okay. At least that
so, you
long.
Know.
Yeah, at least
anyway.
That long. So there you go.
So
the little heart candy on that one says good for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yep, good for you. So, yeah, they were saying that actually the NASA telescopes had already the data to prove for its existence, but that the planet, if it did exist, wouldn't reveal itself for another 2 years.
Mm. Was that like the new astrological sign?
I don't know. That's a good point, too, because remember they were saying that we should have the 13th sign. About three or four weeks ago, they were saying that this guy in Iowa or something had figured out that there need because of the it was so such a long time ago when they established the 12 other constellations that we needed a new one now because the universe had expanded.
Right. Well.
So we needed to have an extra you know.
Right.
I don't know. I think Mickey Mouse or something like that should have been the next sign. I don't know why they came up with like these different kinds of stuff. It's kind of interesting. You said that it hasn't stopped the astronomers from the research for the Tai Chi. It looks like Tai Chi. It's T-Y-C-H-E. It looks like Tai Chi. Okay, the karate planet. Okay, Tai Chi.
The karate planet?
Well, Tai Chi, you know, hey. You know.
Right, okay.
Researchers have been collecting data for the last 10 years, and though they admit the unusual orbital patterns is at far-reaching regions of the solar system in the Oort cloud, could be explained by the enormous planet, and the reason that they haven't been able to see it is because it's been in this big, solar cloud. But they say that it's out there, and they're seeing it's believing when it will be able to come to for the astronomers. But that's interesting.
Mm.
It says they could have very well been something causing the orbital anomalies for the Oort cloud that they had been making the claim. And this is actually from the Morris Planetarium in California at the Academy of Sciences. So astronomers won't actually believe it until they see it, which is good. That's a good idea. And that they're going to repeat their observations. So we may not know till maybe 2012. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because they're saying 2 years in the future. I know. Going back to the 2012 thing. I know. It's like, okay, how come that all happened? Because now we're doing that whole thing. So just to remind anybody who wants to get on the call, we have our chat room open, and I've got a couple things going on in there. So anybody who wants to add to the conversation, we've got that going, so that's good. And just very good. There's also a website that I came across this week. It's called the 7 Essential Laws, and you can go type that in, and it's from Christy Whitman, and she's written several different books, and part of it's been focusing with the Law of Attraction. Remember when The Secret came out? How we had the whole thing with the Law of Attraction? She actually goes into the 7 different laws, and she said the reason why so many people had tried to do the Law of Attraction and it didn't work for them is because they weren't understanding that there were 6 other laws that were being included in being able to understand the way things are being created. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. So these things are too long, so I thought about, kind of maybe going through a law a week, depending on what we have going on for our guest chefs and stuff like that. So how's
that
sound, Jamie? Want to learn more about the
Law
of Attraction? Okay.
Right.
So the Law of Attraction states that whatever is broadcasted out into the universe is joined or attracted to by energies that are of equal frequency, resonance, and vibration. She says, there's many reasons to express the Law of Attraction. where attraction goes, your energy flows, that what you think about will expand, like attracts like, and that which is like onto itself is drawn. So it's just like a magnet, pretty much.
Hmm.
And she says it's also interesting that there are a number of words that people use that we don't necessarily understand about the law, but yet we know about it on an intuitive level. Just the fact that you can see things kind of working. So it's, you know, when somebody says, you know, it just came out of the blue. I was just like lucky. It was lucky. It was out of the blue. Or there's certain levels of synchronicity or serendipiness and things like that, and how things just seem to fall into place, and it's just this karmic order of the universe. That's basically when they say that the law of attraction, because it states that whatever is broadcasted out into the universe is joined by energies that are of equal frequency. So there you go.
Well, serendipity is a little different, though, isn't it?
That's a good question. I'm not real sure.
Is it like
something
that's, isn't it like good to the good person or something that happens at a certain time and it's interesting that it happened at this time because it's a fortunate event or I don't know.
I'd get the waiter and have him look up serendipity for
yeah.
me. How about that? Yeah, we need the waiter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's got one of those Oxford dictionaries in the back room.
What are we having?
I'm thinking, Gloria's hanging out at Norm's tonight, so I'm thinking
Norm,
we need to,
okay.
Norm, yeah. Norm's is a big chain of diners in California that has really awesome comfort food.
Ooh.
So I think it's they have garlic french fries that are awesome.
Garlic
so
french fries, that sounds good.
Garlic french fries, yes. Yes. They're very strong, though. So you have
to be... Oh, yeah,
to
I was
going to
say, you have to
love
be
and garlic
a little...
I really appreciate them.
And they have it in your breathing garlic and sweating garlic. And
yes. Everybody has to be on the same page with the whole garlic thing. You're like, are we doing garlic? Yes, we're doing garlic. It's okay. Serendipity. That's a big word. That's a very big word. I got to go back to make sure I spell it correctly. You know, I just wondering, I was thinking about that the other day. I can remember when I was little, my mom, I would like want to look up a word. And she'd go, well, look
right.
it up if I don't know how to spell it. I go, how can I look it up if I don't know how to spell it? Right? So,
right.
What are people, they're always giving people a hard time about that. Like, how can I spell it if I don't know how to spell it?
But,
it's
you
like
know,
going to the dictionary,
the dictionary
and that's not helping
anymore,
me.
Or unless you have it online or it's on your phone. You
well, it's a little easier nowadays than it was. I mean,
yes.
we can... Oh, here it goes. Okay, serendipity, the occurrence or development of events by chance in a happy and beneficial way.
Right.
Okay. So the occurrence or development of events by chance that are happy and beneficial.
Right.
So that's serendipity. Let's see what they say about synchronicity. Because, I mean, that's kind of a different thing. Yeah. You know, it's very interesting sometimes to look up words that you think you know. Because they're different. Sometimes sometimes I'm doing like some journaling or something in the morning and I'll have a word come up that I don't use a lot and I'll look it up and it really helps to help me understand something at a different level. Oh my goodness. They had James Stewart in the dictionary.
Really?
Jimmy Stewart is in the dictionary. How funny. Why would Jimmy Stewart be in a dictionary? It's like, I'm so important, my picture's in the dictionary. Okay, you know how people joke around about that?
Yep.
His family can really say that. That's pretty amazing. Okay. There it's synchronicity.
That's a police album, isn't it?
Yes, it is a police album, and it's also synchronicity simultaneous. Simultaneous action, development, and occurrence. The state of operating or developing according to the same time scale as something. The structural distinction between synchronicity and disgruntlement. Oh, my goodness. There's another big word that I have to look up.
Oh, there's another word you got to look up.
Oh, I know. No, we're not going there.
It never ends. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, we're not going there. So, anyway, so that's really interesting. Some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Very
I can remember in school when we were being punished, we'd have to copy the dictionary. Like every little thing. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like, okay, you're going to be punished. Or like detention or something. No, it was just something to punish people. You know, everybody.
Just
you'd start somewhere
people.
And you'd write every little You write every little thing for whatever, how long it took.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's like, I will never da-da-da again. You know, you're doing 16,000 times on the chalkboard. You know what?
Right.
That, you know, they have to say something that really actually worked pretty good. You know?
It did.
Yeah, it did. You know, you're sitting there forever. I wonder if they still do that in school.
Oh, I'm sure teachers have their little tricks, you know.
Sure they do. Sure. So with a law of attraction, it goes on to talk about, you know, the faith of an empowering belief and what your faith, what are your beliefs that limit you from having what you desire. Those beliefs that you keep from attracting everything that you want in your life. We need to look to the universe and ourselves. So some of the quotes was talking about, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. And what, you know, we are what we think. All that we arises is in thought, and our thoughts will make the world. So there we go. There's also a couple in here with Jesus, which I thought was interesting. It says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. It was her belief, knowing that if she touched Jesus' robes, that she would be healed. It was her faith that healed her. So, you know, it's your faith. It's your faith and your knowing in the law of attraction. There you go. There you go. I'm going to get on my soapbox and we'll talk about the law of attraction. I know. I know. So in doing the law of attraction, that it's the same, that it's that it suggests that it's not enough. It's necessary, but not enough. So that's where the secret falls short, is recognizing that in looking past things, there's a little bit more than, you know, meets the eye. So you always have to think about what you're thinking about. Are you thinking good thoughts or bad thoughts? Are you thinking anger? Or are you thinking good thoughts, kind of thing? Because, you know, like attracts like. So,
right.
Be attracting you different stuff. So that's kind of an interesting thing to get on that. And again, the website for that is the7essentialloss.com. And it's pretty interesting. She's got different kinds of programs along with that, too. So it's very interesting. So, hey, Miss Gloria.
Hi there.
There she is. How are you doing?
I am doing okay. I've been calling and the computer is not recognizing me, so
in honor of you getting in the call, I've been pulling out the conversational hearts for Valentine's Day, and you get honey pie. You're a honey pie, okay?
Oh.
I like Jamie.
You're the sweet
great
honey pie. Aw, it's so good.
Oh.
And then the next one says, no doubt. No doubt you're the sweet honey pie. So there you go.
That's right.
So were you listening to our conversation about the Tai Chi plant? I mean, the Tai Chi planet?
I was actually going to, I had commented on that.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
Well, you know, as our awareness expands, so does our observations of our world.
That's right.
And so it's not, you know, they say they've discovered a new planet. They make it sound like it didn't exist before, but it did. It's just that their eyes weren't open wide enough to see it.
Well, and that's the one thing, too, is like, you know, as I really love, what is it, Discovery Channel and things like that. They've got this series that they're doing called The Universe. So it's all these different things that they've learned about. You know, we're just a small, smaller solar system within a larger universal system. You know, and this whole flow of, you know, ecliptic, you know, flow that we've got going on. So it definitely makes you look at everything from a different perspective. I know I appreciate everything on a different level.
Oh, it sure does.
Yeah, well, you know, just like, wow, I'm so small and insignificant. Huh?
Insignificant and small.
Yes, yes, but then you think it's...
I am a grain of sand.
Yeah, but I'm not even that. You're like, wow.
No, not even that.
You know,
you're
even that if you were going to look on a cosmic level.
And was, you know, I don't know.
Was it's like, I'm the macro, micro thing. Yeah, exactly. And I just think, wow, I'm a part of that. So to me, that makes me feel like... Like, ooh, look at you. You're a part of this universe. That's pretty exciting.
I'm excited.
See,
it's all perspective.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on the perspective, it could very well be that, you know, you believe you're a big fish in a little pond, or a big fish in a big pond, and then suddenly you recognize that you're no more than a speck of anything.
Yeah,
it changes
your... anything. We get back into quantum physics when it comes to like more the more non-space has actually got more impact on the universe than the stuff that's knowable. You know how that goes.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's actually kind of a cool thing. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting because they're saying that I've heard two or three different people talking about 2012 and how it's the humorous thing that you remember back in 2000 when they said, oh, all these things are going to happen at midnight because it's turning to 2000 and blah, blah,
Y2K.
Blah, and all these things. And not too much happened. You know,
no.
It was pretty, you know, somebody
right?
drank too much and they had to wake up with a hangover the next day or something. I don't know.
The only problem with
that
I think, was in the way that the way that they had written code for computers and it didn't recognize the year 2000.
Right.
Instead of they hadn't kind of planned for that. So that's kind of a glitch there. But you know, they can.
Well, and it goes back to a computer's only as good as the programming that runs
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
We've got 3 minutes. Yeah, we've got three minutes. So I have a quote I wanted to give you guys. It said, a big part of freedom is having your heart and mind free from what the ifs are of life.
One more time.
So let go of your – oh, okay. A big part of freedom is having your heart and mind free from the what ifs of life.
Okay.
So in other words, don't worry, be happy. That was from Susie Orman, the original one. And, you know, Don't Worry, Be Happy, that was, you know, our little song. We love that. So that's good. So was there something you needed to do in less than 2 minutes or less, Miss Gloria?
No, I was wanting to keep track of time so that we were making sure to respect everything.
It goes
it's
so quick. Come on now.
It does
you really have to talk faster.
I know, because I was thinking about that, so... You know, depending what happens this year, we may go back to a full hour format. So, did you hear, Gloria, that we're going to be activating? We're going to be doing a Twitter. We'll be able to have some Twitter conversations going on while we're live too.
How exciting!
That's very exciting. So, well, our goal is to have that up and running next week. So, hopefully, we can have some Twittering conversations going on at the same time. So, we're going to be having another guest chef coming in. I'd gone to an Upside Thinking summit about 3 weeks ago, and I've met a bunch of wonderful, dynamic women. And we're going to be having Claire on next week, and she's going to be talking about getting into really tapping into your personal power and what that looks like and doing what you really love. So we should have some interesting conversations going on with that. So
sounds good.
To that. And yeah, and Dr. Ward will be on again, and we've got a whole bunch of really new speakers of thought and things like that we're going to be scheduling in the future too. So, and if anybody out there has anybody who they'd like to let us know about that they think would be a wonderful guest, we look forward to that. And if they would like to come on, that would be good too. So it's always good to have new people coming on. And we always like a new chef in the house. They kind of put a little spice in there that we're not expecting and keep the meal good. And we always like noshing on new things. So that's really good. So we want to thank you guys for being on the cafe. And we will see you next time as we come for the
transformation. This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand. Or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. And we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.